Time as Currency by Dr. Eric Plasker. Did you know that there are 525,600 minutes in a year? When I first did the math, I was blown away. Then I did the math for 10 years. Do you realize that over the past 10 years, you've spent 5,256,000 minutes? Over the past 20 years, you've had over 10 million minutes. The number becomes nearly inconceivable when you understand that you may live over 100 years. If you reach your 100th birthday, you will have lived a grand total of 52,560,000 minutes. That's a lot of minutes with a lot of value. We all need to be looking at time as currency. Your minutes are your currency. They belong to you, and how you spend them will determine the quality of your life going forward. Every minute you spend represents a choice, whether you made it with full awareness or not. Take charge of your minutes. When you are young and starting a job, you may not have as much control over how you spend your time, at least you think you don't. For the most part, you will be working for other people. You may have a young family. There are many demands on your time that may not be of your choosing. But as you mature and develop a little more financial stability, personal and professional confidence, you'll need to rethink the way you approach time. Time is both a tool and a resource. The good news is that there are more opportunities than ever to achieve the ultimate balance through the quality time living strategies of the 100-year lifestyle. There are many great opportunities in this new economy for people who are smart enough to see and capitalize on them. These days, the most financially successful people are not being paid by the hour, by the month, or even by the year. They are being paid for their talent and by the results they produce. In order to produce greater results for yourself, it will be helpful to change your strategy with respect to time. Time management is a very important component of the 100-year lifestyle. There are examples everywhere of people who have not figured out how to capitalize on time. We see this horrible imbalance very often today with two-income families who never get to see each other. They are working all the time and are typically all work and no play. Often they talk about business morning, noon, and night. Most of the time they lose themselves in the process. Work is not simply a part of their life, work is their life. When parents are trying to figure out a way to balance their busy schedules, in the process, they miss out on the quality time that they deserve as a family. Taking charge of how you spend your time ensures that you'll live a quality, purposeful life for the rest of your life. If you are ready to master time and capitalize on this wonderful opportunity, you can affirm your commitment by adding these words to your human potential pattern: my minutes, my health, my life.